Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Benny Gantz, a centrist member of Israel's three-man war cabinet, has announced his resignation. Sunday's move does not immediately pose a threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still controls a majority coalition in parliament. But the Israeli leader becomes more heavily reliant on his far-right allies. Gantz, a popular former military chief, joined Netanyahu's government shortly after the October 7th Hamas attack in a show of unity. Israelis are celebrating after the weekend recovery of four hostages from Hamas, but it's a stark contrast in Gaza, where hundreds of Palestinians were killed. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
The Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. That included airstrikes that leveled parts of the camp just days after Israeli troops pummeled a school-turned-shelter, according to local health officials. As the Israel Defense Forces continue sweeps in Gaza, claiming to seize stockpiles of weapons, its staunchest ally, the United States, says this conflict could end right now if Hamas agreed to a ceasefire. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
A doctor at Israel's Sheba Medical Center said the health of the hostages rescued from Hamas captivity in Gaza on Saturday was very poor.
The nutritional status of the captives that have come back, all of them are in severe nutritional deficiency with a significantly decreased muscle mass.
He said on Sunday the hostages have been undergoing medical checks and psychological treatment at the hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.